When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Cervetti.
It is 7:22 on Tuesday morning. I'm Anita Sokar, News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us now is Senator Amy Klobuchar. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Benita. Congratulations on the show. I'm excited to be on your second day.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. How are things looking in D.C. with all that snow? Everything seems to be shut down.
I'm looking out the window. There is still snow on the trees, and yes, they cannot deal with it. I remember when my daughter actually was going to school here in middle school, and she had had no snow days in Minnesota her entire elementary school career. She was here 1 year, and they couldn't handle it for 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I still have a picture of her happy face in her jacket outside. So yes, there's a history of 1 inch of snow setting them back. But, you know, it's beautiful. And we all know I love snow. So I'm very happy.
That's good. You are a true Minnesotan. So we got a lot to talk about here coming up. We're coming up on the anniversary of January 6th. And I know some breaking news from last night. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote soon on easing filibuster rules. And this is all pointing to the January 6th attack on the Capitol, saying the rules changes are needed to protect the nation's democracy. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, sure. You know, I was there on the front line that day with Republican Senator Blunt and Vice President Pence, actually, at 3:30 in the morning. We were the last ones there walking with the two young women with the mahogany box with the last of the electoral ballots. And we did our job. Across party lines, we did our job. And I feel so strongly that regardless of who wins elections, we have to uphold our democracy. And that's a lot about what this ongoing fight and challenges are about. There's still a lot of misinformation out there, as we all know, on social media. Yet you have former President Trump's head of election security for Homeland Security saying it was the most secure election in history. So one of the things that I've done to carry on that torch of democracy is make sure we continue, as we have in Minnesota, to have fair elections and to have safe elections and to allow people to vote as this pandemic, which we know will come to an end, we hope soon, but as this goes on, that they can vote safely. And that's what this legislation is about. I actually lead the bill. It's the Freedom to Vote Act. We've worked with Senator Manchin and others all summer to come up with a compromise. We have that compromise. His name is on the bill as well as mine. The hope is we can call this up for a vote very soon, and that's what we're trying to do.
Tomorrow you're going to be holding an oversight hearing with the chief of the Capitol Police, Tom Manger. He was appointed in July following the resignation of former chief Stephen Sund. This is going to be the first time that Chief Manger is testifying in front of Congress in this role.
Exactly, and this is a major moment for us arrested for accountability. There were incredible security failures at the Capitol. I still remember the haunting words of one officer over the police radio who said, "Does anyone have a plan? Does anyone have a plan?" And sadly, the answer was no, they did not have a plan. And so what we've done is we've put in a new police chief, and as head of rules, I was involved in that. We put in new sergeant-at-arms, all three leadership positions. The people left those posts, and we have new people in place. We passed a bill to make it easier that I led with Senator Blunt, make it easier for the police chief to call in the National Guard, which they were unable to do quickly that day. And we've gotten better equipment for them. 75% of the officers on duty that day were forced to defend the Capitol in their regular uniforms. I think that's shocking to the American public. They didn't have good intelligence sharing. There wasn't a department-wide operational plan about how to respond. And the challenges I'll be asking him about, we still need to recruit more officers. We've given them funds to do that, retain more officers, as well as the fact that we've had over 8,000 threats against members of Congress, and they need to work with us to respond to that. That's double the number of past years.
Do you feel confident with all that you've been working on and things that have been happening since a year ago, since it happened, that this could never happen again, another January 6th?
I feel much better about our security profile at the Capitol, that we're better prepared. I cannot predict what outside forces, and it's not just domestic, could try to attack our Capitol. There's attempts in the past, as we know, to attack our Capitol. But what I do know is that we're in a much better place. And the Inspector General of the United States that oversees this department said we are much safer than we were a year ago at the Capitol. But that does not mean that there won't be attempts and threats against the Capitol in the future. It is the beacon of our democracy. That's why it was attacked on January 6th. And as I said on the inaugural stage, it's a moment where democracy can brush itself off, pick itself up, and move forward as we always do, one nation under God, indivisible, with life and liberty, justice for the future. That's what this is about. That's what this is about.
We're talking with Senator Amy Klobuchar. You were highlighting the need yesterday in a roundtable for people to give blood. I do want to tell you the Timberwolves are holding a blood drive at Target Center today from 10 to 5. This situation is really bad right now with the blood shortage.
It is. I couldn't believe it. And we had experts, of course, from the Twin Cities, but also from Fargo Moorhead and from Duluth and Rochester and all over the state. We are in a situation where we have about a one-day supply and sometimes less from day to day at many of our hospitals. Typically, they have a 3 to 5 supply of blood available for 3 to 5 days. So we ask people to give blood, to join that blood drive with the Timberwolves, to work with the Red Cross and Memorial Blood Centers across our state, and we must help out. And they talked about how it's safer at these blood, where you go get blood. At first, it sounds, well, with the, you know, with the Omicron out there, and with, you know, the fact that there's still virus out there, is it safe? Well, it's safer than going to a lot of other places, right? I mean, they've got masks are required, they have spacing, less people there, and the like, and so. People should really look, if you've given blood before, you know the drill, you know where to go to do it. If you haven't, call the Red Cross, call the Memorial Blood Center and find out how to do it. Because especially with this increase in beds of our hospitals, the fact that we're low on staffing and the like right now, we need to have an ample supply of blood for routine surgeries, but also for emergencies.
Are Democrats concerned right now about President Biden's approval ratings, what kind of effect this is going to have on the midterm elections?
Look, our concern right now, and I think the concern of everyone, regardless of their political party, should be getting through this pandemic. People, this is so hard on people. Moms and dads balancing their toddlers on their knees and their laptops on their desks and their kids. Schools opening and closing, and we're making a real effort to keep schools open, of course, but doing everything that we can to get the vaccine out, encourage people to get the vaccine or get boosted. That is the success that we need in terms of stopping the spread, but more important, stopping them from dying. And we know the numbers now. The numbers aren't lying. Your chances of not dying and not getting seriously ill are so much improved with the vaccine. And so as we get through this, there is good news in that while it's more contagious, it's also less lethal, the Omicron. And we can get through this last part so we can go back to normal again. And I think everyone in Minnesota is wary of this, but at the same time, we cannot just give in to the misinformation and the lies about the science. We have to continue on. Our businesses have learned to keep going through this. We've given the help where needed, and we must go on together and not let it fray our democracy and really divide us. I just strongly believe this, that we have this optimism in our state that we can't lose right now, and we got to get through this last part. And it couldn't be hitting at a worse time in the middle of winter. We know that. But there is going to be spring, and we're going to get through this thing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Senator Klobuchar.
Okay.
We appreciate you joining us. Enjoy that snow in D.C. You'll be one of the few who probably enjoys it.
That's exactly right. I did a video of joy in the middle of the snow, and most of my colleagues hadn't made it back yet. But, you know, whatever.
All right. Thank you
All
so
right.
much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Senator Amy Klobuchar joining us.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.